like today to go into a Syria Shala, which somebody asked me, the Gaba Achilles Matzah. This person has just undergone a serious operation on his stomach, and as such, he's been told that he's forbidden to eat many foods, because if he eats these foods, it could have serious damage, could cause serious damage to his stomach, which at the moment cannot tolerate normal type of food as a result of his operation. So he asked me a shala, is he mechiev? Is he allowed to eat matzah this year, the Lela Saida? What should he do? This shala is nageya for other people as well who suffer from various allergies, wheat allergy, and they can't eat normal matzahs. So if they can't get hold of gluten-free matzahs, what do they need to do? Now other people have a similar shala, legaba the dalet koisus. They're not allowed to drink alcohol, and if they're diabetic, they're not allowed to have sugar, they can't have grape juice. So what is the halucha legaba these type of shalas? To my surprise, I found that there's very little actually mentioned about this in the poskim, about what such a person should do. And the Ikka Shala is as follows. It's written in Parshas Achrei Mois. Says the Rabbeinu Shloilem, "Shmartem eschikoisai v'asisem oisom v'chai bahem." And we know a famous Gemara, the Gemara Masechtas Yima, in Daf Peihei Omebei, says the Gemara, "V'chai bahem v'loy sheyomes bahem." A person has to keep the mitzvahs. V'chai bahem, to stay alive. Zung Chazal, but if the mitzvahs are going to cause that v'yomis, v'loishe yomis behem, not chas v'shulim, that a person should be nifter as a result. So what we need to ask ourselves is today, is this gemura, v'chai behem, v'loishe yomis behem, if a person is going to fall ill, be seriously ill, be in bed for a few days, for a few weeks, is that then included in the heter of v'chai behem v'loy sheyomis bohem, and therefore he's put off from being mekayim these mitzvahs? Or perhaps no, as long as there's no chashash of sakuna, we're not speaking all these shalas a case of sakuna, although sometimes an allergy could possibly be, but I'm speaking when there's no chashash sakuna, just the person will become ill. In such a case, do we say, since there's no chashash sakuna, therefore he hasn't got, he's not included in this heta of v'chai behem v'loy sheyumas behem? So this is the shala which I want to address today. So if we look there in Rashi, in the Gemur Nima, Rashi explains v'chai behem v'loy sheyumas behem, says Rashi, v'chai behem v'loy sheyuvoy ba'asiyusa lidei sufek misa. A person should not keep the mitzvahs if by keeping the mitzvahs he's going to come lidei sufek misa. It's clearly mashma from the lushan of Rashi that if there's no chashash at all of sufek misa, then he won't be included in this heter of v'chai behem v'loy sheyumis behem. So this gemura only refers to somebody, you're not allowed to do something which might somehow endanger your life. That a person could come lidei sufek misa. But if there's no chashash at all of sufek misa, Pashtus Lushan Rashi, avada, such a person is mechiev to keep the mitzvahs even though he's going to be a noifel lemishkov. On the other hand, if we look in the Levish, in Siman Tuf Reish Mem, Sif Gimel, where he speaks about the halucha of who is puter from the sikha, says the Levish, Lagaba, the tam, why we know that somebody who is a choyla or a mitztah is putam a sikha because teishvi ka en tadiri. So says the Levish the following words. He says, not only somebody who's a choyla, sheyesh boi, a serious choyla, v'loi choyla sheyesh boi sakuna levad, el afila ein boi sakuna, even if he's no sakuna, kegoin chosh beroisha oi beinav, he puter, he's also puter. De shema tazik loi, tirchas aliyusoi oi yeshivusoi besikha. Perhaps he's going to become ill as a result of going into the sikha, V'chai b'hem omer rachmona, v'loy sheyomis b'hem. We see clearly from the Levish, as interestingly, the Levish adds on an additional explanation in the Hezbov Teishvi Ke'en Tadiri. Just like a person won't do something during the year to cause him to become ill, similarly, sikkas, when it comes to sikka, the Torah of Teishvi Ke'en Tadiri works on the premises of v'chai b'hem v'lo sheyomis b'hem. Because Shema Tazik lo itichas al yusa yeshivu se besikah, v'chai behem omer achmuna, v'lo sheyomis behem. So we see the Levish did understand that even when we're not speaking about a shala of sufik sakuna, like he says clearly, even when we're speaking about a philip aimboy sakuna, he's also included under the heading of v'chai behem v'lo sheyomis behem, and therefore this is what is meant by teishvi ke'en tadiri. So we need to know what is the halucha in our case. So I found a gemara, a befeisha gemara, but this gemara is not quoted at all in any of the poskim who deal with our shala. And mistum of the reason is because it's nagada to gemara. Ob it's nachalse into santa mara mukoim. The gemara says in Masechtas Bruchos and daf yid beis omed beis, as if one knows somebody else is not well, one has to be mispalil for that person. They should have a refiah shalema. Omer Rabba bachin asabim mishmei derav. Kol she'ef shelevakish leirachma mal chaveiroi ve'einoi mevakish. You could have been mispalil for your friend to become better, and you didn't. Says the Gemara nikra choyta. It's a serious aveira. Carries on the Gemara Omer Rova im Talmud chochem hi. If this person who is ill is a Talmud chochem, Surich sheyichle atzmoy ulov, you have to make yourself ill to daven for him. Says the Gemara, my Tama, we learn out from a pusik that David HaMelech said, v'ani b'chaloysom levishi sok. When my enemies were ill, b'chaloysom levishi sok, I put on sackcloth, I was mitztai on their illness. Ask the Mashur, where do we see from this pusik that Surch Sheyich La'atzmayulov? Says the Mashur, the Gemara only quotes the beginning of the pusik. Ob the emesis v'yeshloima da'aseifra dekru sumich. The Gemara really means the end of the pusik. Tichsev, the continuation of this pusik is v'sifilusi alcheiki sushiv. My tefillah was that alcheiki sushiv, says the Mashur, that va. Haini she'echles atzmi aleim. What was my tefillah? My tefillah was that their illness which they had, animus palal achliyusoi, that alcheiki sushiv, it should come back onto me. I'm willing to be mekabel on myself their illness. That's how far you have to daven that Yenis should become better. That you're willing to say, Rabbeinu Shloilem, I'm willing to accept on myself their illness. V'sfilusi, my tefillah alcheiki sushiv. So we see from this Gemara, a beferish Gemara, that there are occasions, says Rova, surich sheyichle atzmayulav. You have to be willing to make yourself ill to be able to get them to become better. So this is how far a person has to take it, the mitzvah of davening for a zweiter mensch. But again, this Gemara is not quoted at all by the poskim who deal with our shala, mistoma, because it is an agadata Gemara. In the Ein Yaakov, there often not, also learns like the Mashur, and he quotes, this is a beferish Gemara later on, in Masechtas Bruchos and Daflamid Beis Umebeis, Vayechal Moishes Penei Hashem Eleikov, the Gemara learns that Vayechal is Lushan Fin Choyle, that Moishe Rabbeini had sich krank gemacht to be able to procure a yeshia that the Rabbein should be Moichel Klal Yisrael. Says the Gemara, Melamed she'omed Moishe betfilif nei HaKadosh Baruch Hu ad she'achzusoi achili. My achili, what does it mean, achili, omer Rebbe Eluza, eish shelat sumois. That his That probably means he became so ill that there was like a fire in his bones, what we call temperature, that Moshe Rabbeinu exerted himself so greatly, being mispalel for Klal Yisroel, that the Voshim should be moichel them, that ad kedei kach, that he himself became ill, achzusoy eishalat sumois, there was a fire in his bones from the exertion, how he exerted himself. So Yediyah, as the Eshta Belzeruv, the Sar Shulaim, in his later years, became blind, lo yoleini. And he said the reason for this was that when the Heilige Rishna was imprisoned, he davened so much and he shed so many tears to be mispal to the Rabbeinu Shloilem, as Rabbeinu Shloilem, the Laros Lozen, the Heilige Rishna from Tfisa, that he later, this caused him later on to lose the sight in his eyes. This is the exertion, how he exerted himself to be mispalel as a Heilige Rishna, or Kenaros Gim from Tfisa. So this Shala we find in the Maharamshik, in Shivas Maharamshik. Maramshik was asked the following shala. Nishalti, I was asked, b'choyle she'omri loy haroifim bashura gedoyle, shlo yoichel matze imura. I was asked about a choyle. Mistoma, the choyle himself wasn't the one who was asking the shala. I was asked about a choyle who the doctors have told him if he eats matze imura, he's going to be in, his life will be in danger. And the choyle wants to be machme, if we can call that a chimra, and to eat. Is he allowed to make a brucha al achilas matzah? Mistuma, the family were concerned for this choyle, so they thought they'll ask the Maramshik to try and forbid him to eat. And the Maramshik answers back, push it! By me, it's push it! Not that he's allowed to eat, and not that he's allowed to make a brucha al achilas matzah, because it's an aveira. It's a choyle sheyesh bo sakuna. He'll bring himself to be a choyle sheyesh bo sakuna. And then carries on the Mamshik, and he poses our question. L'choyre b'lav hocha mesafgeli, I anyway actually have a suffix. I have a suffix, says Maramshik, even not in the case of a person bringing himself to sakuna. Whenever a person eats something which is not healthy for him, is that considered an achila? And he brings the Gemara Masechtas Yima in Daf Peyom Abeis, where the Gemara says clearly that a person who eats achila gasa, he eats something which is mazik him, says the Gemara, he's not considered oichel legabe yom hakipirim. That if this person ate on Yom Kippur in such a way which the achida was actually mazik him, he's not chayev for eating on Yom Kippur. And the Rambam paskens this lahalucha in the 10th perek of Hilchas Trimus, that a person who's mazik legifoy lo mikra achile v'shziah. So freik the Maramshik, L'chayra, we need to understand, how does this add up now with what the Mechaba tells us? So, Beferish Mechaba in Hilchos Pesach and Simon Tuf Ayin Beis and Sifid, Mi she'ein ha'shoysa yayin b'pnei she'mazikoy. Somebody doesn't drink wine because it's mazik him, it's harmful for him. Oy soynoy, or he dislikes wine. Tzurich lichtchoik atzmoy. He's got to push himself. V'lishtois lekayim mitzvos arba koisus. Says the Mechaba very clearly, a person who dislikes wine, he still has to push himself to drink wine, although the wine is going to be mazikim. L'choyra, freik the Maramshik, how can this be? If drinking wine or eating matzah is going to be mazik you, that's not called an achila. So says the Maramshik, an important yesod, that this, what the Gemara says in Masechtas Yima, if you drink something or eat something which is mazik you, is loy mikra achila, hayni im mazik loy miyad b'shas achilusoy v'shisiyusoy. It only refers to such an achila where whilst you are eating it, as you are eating it, it is straight away mazik you. Ve'im kein, ve'inoi nene mimeni miyad. You have no hand on. And as I state dot and clue in the Sefer Tosefos Yom HaKippurim, avlem ineni mimeni. But if you did enjoy the food, you had anur. But afterwards, as a result of eating, it's going to be mazik you later on, a few hours later, a few days later, whatever. Avada zukdem ramshik, in such a case, shapri mikra achila. This is avada called a proper achila, and the fact that it's mazik him later on, there's no connection. At the time, he enjoyed eating it. And therefore, says the Imam Sheikh, this is a pshat in the Mechaber. Mechaber speaking about somebody who, when he drinks the wine, he is enjoying the wine. Although the wine is unhealthy for him, it's mazik him. Oh, but this is a different cheshbon. When he drank it, he had anur, so that was considered a richtige shasiyah. So now finishes off the Imam Sheikh, and this is his psak la halucha, legaba our shala. Is a person who wine or matzah will be bad for his health, cause him to become ill, is he mechiv to drink the wine, to eat the matzah? Writes Imam Sheikh, Vim Kain, im ein boy chashash sakuna. If there's no chashash sakuna, afile mazikloi, even if by eating the matzah, even if by drinking the wine, it's going to actually be mazik him, he's going to become ill as a result. Shapi mechiv lechoil, he's clear it's mechiv to eat. Imavurach, and he makes a brucha, kedamech medivra shilchan orach simen tuf ayin beis sifid. This is the psak of the Maramshik. So this person, according to the Maramshik, although by eating matzah is going to be harmful for his health, he's going to become ill, he might have to be a few days, a week, 2 weeks in bed. But since there's no suffix sakuna, we're speaking a case where there's clearly no suffix sakuna. So therefore, says Maram Sheikh, Shape mechiv lechoil, he's mechiv to eat, emavurech, and he makes a bruch al achilas matzah. We have to see, however, is the opinion of the Maram Sheikh, is that a das yichidur? Perhaps this is only the opinion of the Maram Sheikh, but nobody else agrees with him. Or on the other hand, perhaps this is actually the accepted psak in halucha. Also, we need to work out, where does the Mishnah Brira stand in all of this? Does the Mishnah Brira agree with this yesod of the Maram Sheikh? Or perhaps the Mishnah Brira does not agree with this psak of the Maram Sheikh. So if we look in the Mishnah Brira, then Siman Tuf Ayin Beis, writes the Mishnah Brira, that this what the Mechaber says, you have to drink wine, even though the wine is mazikoi, explains the Mishnah Brira Rutzoloyme. This means to say, Shemitztai Beshisiyusoi, that he is mitztai, it's going to be hard for him, and it causes him a headache. Says the Mishnah Brira, very important words. We're not speaking in such a case where the person is going to be noifel lemishkov, where he's going to fall ill, where he's going to have to be in bed. In such a case, the person is going to be puter from eating or from drinking the arba koises. We need to understand why. Says the Mishnah Brira, kei nirali pushit de ein ze derech chayrus. This is not considered derech chayrus if a person is going to drink wine and be a noifel mishkov. So we need to understand here what the Mishnah Brira is telling us. On one hand, he says clearly, the pshat in the Mechaber, not like the Maram Sheikh. Maram Sheikh says even if a person becomes ill, says the Mishnah Brira, no, I disagree. A person who's going to become ill is puter from drinking the arba koises. But he adds on a reason. The reason is because it's not derech cheres. From the words of the Mishnah Brira, is mashma as the entire heter of the Mishnah Brira is only limited here to this case of arba koises, because we have a special halacha of derech chayrus. And somebody falls ill, doesn't which can derech chayrus. It's mashmer from the Mishabrira that if we wouldn't have this halacha of derech chayrus, then he would have been chayiv b'shiyas dalad koisus. But only here, there's a special heta for him not to drink because it will be a stira to derech chayrus. That could be a possible mahalach to understand the Mishabrira. On the other hand, we could come along and give an alternative pshat. As in reality, be'emes, the Mishabrira is not maskim with the Maram Sheik. And it could be that the Mishabrira holds in every mitzvah, if a person is noifel and mishkav, he is not mechiev to keep this mitzvah. He's puter. But here, Badalat Koisos, I would have thought that even a Neufel Mishkav would be Chayev. And there's a special heter here that he is different because here, since it's a Luch of Derech Chayrus, so therefore here, although normally a Neufel Mishkav would be Chayev, but here, because of Derech Chayrus, he's Putim. Now, why would I have thought this way? So the Hezba is as follows. We find three other Gedoylim who speak about this Shala. Is a person mechiv to keep a mitzvah if by doing so he's going to be noifel a mishkav? The Binyan Shloime was one of the Gedoyla Poskim 200 years ago, Reb Shloime HaKoyim from Vilna, the Avne Nezer and the Chelkas Yoyev all address this Shala. And all three of them come along and they give the same reasoning. And all three of them quote a Ramu in Hilchas Arba Minim in Simen Tuf Reish Nimvov, where the Ramu says as follows: although a person has a chiv to shake Arba Minim, but if a person cannot afford to buy the Arba Minim, only if he gives out a large sum of money, says the Ramu Lahalucha, that a person is not mechiv to be mevazvaz a hoin rav on the mitzvahs. It doesn't have to give out. And how much is the Hoyin Rav? More than a fifth of what he owns. So a person's not mechiev to spend more money than he can afford, more than a choymish of his money, to buy Arba Minim. So say the Binyan Shloime, the Avne Neis and the Chelkas Yoyev, if you see legaba momoin, a person is not mechiev to spend more than a choymish of his money to buy Arba Minim, Alachas kama v'kama, it can't be that a person should be mechiev to sacrifice his health, to give up his health for a mitzvah. Because the Gemara says in Masech de Shabbos, in Daf Kif Mem, Umed Beis, Baltashchis de Gifa, Udev mi Baltashchis de Memoina, that a person's health is avada, more valuable than a person's money. And therefore, writes the Binyan Shloime in the Orachaim and Simen Mem Zayin, the following words: Yeshmukim lehovi raya, the einoy mechiv lehachnis atzmoy becholi. I've got a raya to say you're not mechiv to put your health at risk. Beshvil mitzus asay. Very important words. Says the Binyan Shloime, I'm not only merely speaking about being mekama mitzvah derabunan, but even a mitzvah deraisa. Beshvil mitzus asay. Va'aftelo yagia sakuna mizeh. And even though I'm speaking about there's no danger, no sakuna, I'm speaking about just a person should become ill. And he says, I bring you a raya from this Ramu. Ochein l'anias dati, says the Binyan Shloime nirapushet, the kol kagoin ze talya bahargusha shemargash achoyle ba'atzmoy. Avada, you can't make an exact rule who is puta and who is not puta. It all depends how the choyle feels. If he genuinely feels that by eating the matzah mura he's going to be harmful for his health, he may not be machme and he's not allowed to be fulfill this mitzvah. And similarly says the Binyan Shloime, even if the choyle wants to keep the mitzvah, but it's the doctor who tells him that it's going to be harmful for his health. Even in such a case, shoymim l'roifa v'ayne roshui l'hachme l'kaim ha-mitzvah. So this is what the Binyan Shloime and the Avne Nezer all come along and say that in such a case, a person is not allowed to keep the mitzvah. Now, it could be, again, the Mishnah Berurah goes with the opinion of the Binyan Shloim and the Avnei Nezer and the Chelkes Yoyev. So if so, although a Neufel Mishkov is puter from all mitzvahs, but I would have thought Dalekoisis is different. Because by Dalekoisis we know the halacha is that afila, a poor person who doesn't have money to buy Arba Koisis, his mechiv to be lachzala pesuchim, his mechiv somehow to get hold of the money to be able to buy the Dalet Koisis. So if the whole limit that we learn out, that a Neufel Mishkov is puter from mitzvahs, is because it can't be more chomer than the halucha, that you don't have to spend a chomish to be mekayim a mitzvah. So by arba koisis, this halucha does not apply. So if it doesn't apply, I might have thought that by dalet koisis, even if it was going to be neufel mishpukov, he'll also be mechiv. Kamash malon, says the Mishnah Berurah, as dalekoisis, even though you have to give out all your money for dalekoisis, ob a neufel mishkev, you're not mechiev. Because they failed in derech eres, to sunish ken derech eres. So therefore, from this Mishnah Berurah, legabe the dalekoisis, we don't have a clear raya, one way or another, what the Mishnah Berurah's real reasoning is, and how he would hold in another mitzvah. However, we don't need to look too far. We just have to go to the next siman in Hilchas Pesach, in Tufayin Gimel, because there is the Mishnah Berurah makes very clear his opinion, legaba achilas mura. Writes the Mishnah Berurah in Sif Kutn Mem Gimel, that if it's e'ef shaloi mipnei bri'isoi, it's not possible for a person to eat mura because of his health. He doesn't say we're speaking about achol l'sheish b'sakuna. Just for his health, whatever reason, he can't eat mura. Al kapunim yoichel ma'at or yilis bepiv. He should eat just a little bit or chew a bit on his mouth, in his mouth, l'zeicha ta'amariris. We see very clearly the Mishnah Berurah writes that a person is not mechiv for health reasons to eat mura. Now, we all know the bamura, there's no inyan at all of derech chayris. And therefore, clearly we see now here that the Mishnah Berurah holds that when it comes to a mitzvah, if it's going to affect your health, he goes according to the opinion of the Binyan Shloimeh and the Chelkes Yoyev and the Avnei Nezer, that a person is puter from the mitzvah. And as always, Micha Chochet from another tshiva from the Avnei Nezer and Simon Shim Pei Gimel, where he speaks about a choyla who's not allowed to eat mura, and the Avnei Nezer declares that Shala has a sufik whether he should have a chatzi shir or not have a chatzi shir, whether he can make a brucha or not make a brucha. So we see very clearly then in the Mishnah Berurah, sorry, in the Avnei Nezer, that the Avnei Nezer is of the opinion that a person who's a choyla is puter from the mitzvah of mura, because he doesn't come along and say that he should rather, he's mechiv to eat it. He doesn't offer such opinion. He just merely says that in such a case, a person is puter, and he doesn't mention at all about the mitzvah of eating, even though he's a choyla. We need to understand, when we're speaking about a neufel lemishkov, somebody who's become ill, how long does he have to be a neufel lemishkov for to be classified as a neufel lemishkov that we're going to say he's puter from being mekayim a mitzvah? So the Kaf HaChayim here in Siman Tufayin Gimel, Sif Kutn Peches, writes as follows: Em kashiyochel kezayis mimeni yichle yoim o yamayim. If by eating the kezayis mura, he's going to be ill yoim o yamayim, a day or 2 days. But chay gavna, in such a case, ein tzurich haburi lehuvi atzmoi lidei midazi. A healthy person is not mechiev to bring himself to become ill for a day or two. V'isira nami ikka, says the Kaf HaChayim, not only is he not mechiev, but is even actually forbidden. V'isira nami ikka lachbol ba'atzmoy, to make himself, to wound himself. So we see clearly from the Kaf HaChayim that a person doesn't have to be for weeks in bed to be classified as a neufel mishkov. Even if it's just for a day or two, is already, according to the Kaf HaChayim, also a heter. On the other hand, the Kloisenburger Rebbe and Shivas and Divrei Yatziv and Choshen Mishpat Siman Ayin Tes, this is Ois Lamed Aleph, speaks about somebody who was worried to give blood to help somebody else, and there was a red blood group. And the Kloisenburger Rebbe speaks there about the Gedurim of the Lav of Leisamud Al Dam Reyecho. Writes the Kloisenburger Rebbe there, Im Yitztarach Lishkev Yoim O Yomayim, if a person is going to only have to be in bed for a day or two, in aim is a shim chashash sakuna chayiv litztar. A person is mechiv to be mitztar. So you see the Kloisenburger Rebbe nemtun that a day or two is nishkin heter. Although he himself explains the avada, the lav of lisamud arech, first of all, it's aseh, it's a lav. And also it's a lav which is chumah lisamud adam riechum. And again, as we explained before at the beginning of the shiur, we see the etzim, because Kloisenburger Rebbe doesn't quote this, but this is Afshinagaya, that Gemara says, Tzurich sheyichletz atzmai ulof. So it could be legaba giving blood. Mistake, Tzurich sheyichle atzmai is mechume. There is an Orach HaShulchan, also an important yediyah in this sigya. The Orach HaShulchan and Hilchos Aveilus, the end of Siman Resh Ayin Dalet, writes legaba somebody who has to sit shiva and he is a choyle. Nearly the kol choyle af she'ein boi sakunas im avelis yigrim toisefes choyli. And this can be again sometimes a person who's a choyle, and by sitting shiva and all the halachas of avelis, it will cause him to become more ill. Yigrim toisefes choyli ein loy lehis abel. Such a person is puter, writes the Orach HaShulchan, he is puter from being noyig dinei avelis. So until now, we've spoken about the halachas of a noifel mishkav. But what's the halacha about somebody? There's no chashash at all of him becoming ill. But however, he's going to be mitztar. He's going to be bitzar. Is such a person also puter from shsiyas dalet koises? Or no, it's dafka heter in noifel mishkav. Well, clearly the Mechaber says, even it's maziko yischaiv, and the Mishabri explains there, mitztar. And the Raya Be'emes is, where's the Makal from the Shulchan Aruch? It's from the Tshivas HaRashba. And the Tshivas HaRashba brings his Raya from the famous Gemurim, Masechus Nedarim, in Dafem Tesum Abeis, that Rabbi Hida, Rabbi Lui, testified about himself that as a result of drinking Arba Koises, Choygrani Tzidui Min HaPesach Ad HaTzeres, he had to bind his head with bandages from Pesach until Atzeres, and explains Rashi, Mishim Meichesh Roshi, because he suffered headaches. Bepnei Dalet Koisesh Shosisi, Shani Choishish Mehem Mipesach Avad Atzeres. He was suffering headaches until Shavuos from the Dalet Koisesh which he drank on the Leil HaSeder. So Shteitin Kama Poskim, Shivas Beis Yisrael Simanin Aleph, from Sul Horvitz from Eel, from the Gedolei Poskim, 250 years ago, writes that Rashi was medayik to write that he was suffering from meichesh roshi. He had headaches. Now the halacha is clearly in Hilchos Shabbos and Siman Shin Chof Ches, Paskins the Mechaber and Sif Aleph, mi sheyesh loy meichesh ba'alma v'hi mischazik v'hoylech kaburi. Somebody who has a pain, a headache, some other ache and pain, or but he's walking around. Also, lasis lo refiyah b'Shabbos. Such a person is forbidden to be oisik and refiyah on Shabbos because he doesn't have a din of a choyli. So the raya which the Shulchan Aruch learns that you have to drink wine from Rabbi Hida Rabbi Lui is clearly referring only to a case where a person is a mitztar, because that was the case of Rabbi Hida Rabbi Lui. So we see clearly that a person who is mitztar is avada chayiv to drink the dalekoises. And this is the kavuna of the Mechaber. Says the Birkei Yosef in the Chidur there, and that's see from the Shulchan Aruch, that the heter of mitztar we do not find anywhere as a petor for mitzvahs, except by sikkah. By Sikkah, there we have the halucha of Teishvik and Tadiri. There we find the halucha of Mitztar, Putam in HaSikkah. But by other Andra mitzvahs, there is no such heter of Mitztar should be Putam from a mitzvah. And the Kloisenburger Rebbe, in his Tshiva and Divrei Yatziv, adds on even more. He finds that we say, Chazal tell us, Ein a mitzvah miskayemus, ele b'mishamemus atzmo yoleo. Adarabba, if a person finds a mitzvah difficult, and he is mitztai, this is a chaylik from the yegia, this is a chaylik from the avanya, from the mitzvah, Ein a mitzvah, Ein a torah miskayemus, ele b'mishamemus atzmo yoleo. Lefim tzara agra, Mamela avad is doch pushet, as a person cannot come along and use as mitzvah should be a reason why he should be putaf in a mitzvah. The Binyan Shloimeh, the Reb Shloimeh HaKohen, he quotes from a Sefer Besumim Rosh. There's a whole shal about this Sefer Besumim Rosh, which was Meyichas to Rabbeinu Harosh. Other Gedoilim weren't so convinced, and they had Tanas on it. There were Gedoilim who did quote the Besumim Rosh. There were Gedoilim who didn't quote so much the Besumim Rosh. And many times when one found a paragraph in the Sefer Besumim Rosh, they used this then as a proof to show, oh, this Sefer can't be relied on. You see, there are things here which don't seem to add up. One of the shtiklich which they found this Sefer Besumim Rosh, it was printed hundreds of years ago, was printed on the Gedoilim in the time of the Beis Yosef, was this particular tshiva, which is quoted by the Binyan Shloimeh, where the Besumim Rosh and Simon Tzadik Dalet addresses this shala, is somebody who will become ill, mechiv, to eat matzah and to drink arba koises. And the Besumim Rosh himself says, just like by Sikha we have mitztai, so here a person has also been mitztai. And this, says the Besumim Rosh, is a heter. And on this all the Gedoilim pounce. You see, mitztai is only by Sikha. And then the Sefer Besumim Rosh, and Shlomo HaKohen quotes it, adds on another hezba, and he says as follows, that choyle she'ein by sakuna, whether he's mechiev to eat the matzah and drink wine, he says the Besumim Rosh, ha'toyre l'chayim nitna, the Torah is given l'chayim, v'chay bohem, v'ein zeh darkei noyim, and this is nishkin darkei noyim, nish the tam als mitztah. Now we know another time, docher darkei noyim. It's a nishkin darkei noyim to be mekayim the mitzvah in such an oifen that a person should become ill. So, is this a reason that we can rely on docher darkei noyim? We see, Masechta Sikketaka, the Gemara speaks about various types of shidna minim, which they are with the akusha for to be used for the arba minim. And the Gemara says there, something in the mushal which pricks you. That wasn't the kavunas atoyer, something going to prick you. So l'choyre, the Besumim Rosh understood that something which is going to cause you tzar is nish considered darkinoyim. The shal is this svura a richtige svura as a petor legaba achilles matzah and dalekoises? So I found bashkufa reshoina a gemura a mesechtes pesuchim daf kivzayno medalef. L'choyre is azoy mashma. The Gemara says very clearly there the following incident. Levi shuda lei l'Rebbe. Levi sent to Rabbeinu HaKodesh, Rabbi Danusa, shikra batalesa magna tame. A very, very strong and concentrated sheikha, which had been dipped, says Rashbam, 13 times. 13 lots of tamurim had been dipped into it to increase its potency and its power and its taste. Have a busim tiva. This sheikh was very, very strong, was very concentrated. And Rabbeinu HaKodesh made kiddush on it. Oma, and when he drank it, he said, Kegoin ze rui lekadosh ulav, v'loim ulav kol shirois v'sishbuchas boilam. This sheikh, this is a sheikh, this is the ultimate drink which you can make on it, kiddush, and you can sing on it all the shirois v'sishbuchas boilam. Says the Gemara, Belaila tzarei, by night, et gehatz yisirim from this drink. Says Rashi, shilshil. He had shilshil, the tamurim meshalshlim. Tamurim calls shilshil, and especially such a sheikh which had 13 lots of tamurim dipped into it. Said Rabbeinu HaKodesh, Oma, miyasron imafayas. Explains the Rashbam Bitmia. This was a question for Miasram and Mephias. Vechimisha Mitzah. Rui hi lefayas. Vele ratzos lakadish borchi. Veloima ulof kiddish. Can you make kiddish on such a drink, which this drink is causing you to become betzah? Vechimisha Mitzah. Something which causes you to be betzah. Can you use this to make kiddush on bitmia avada nisht? So lechoyre, we have here beferish gemura, where the gemura tells us, Rabbeinu Kudish says that something which is going to cause you afterwards shilshel, you cannot make kiddush on it. And I had a kasha. First of all, I understood this gemura. This is taka sefelten darkinoyim, sefelten darkinoyim, and oy bezoy. It's nishrui to make kiddush. Or be even more, I had a kash on the Maramshik. Maramshik said that if you drink or you eat something, and b'shas masa it was geshmak, and only later on it causes you yisirim, avada, this is called a richtig achila, and you're mechiv. And that was the story of Rabbi Hida Rabbi Lui. Rabbi Hida Rabbi Lui suffered headaches. He only suffered headaches later on. Or b'shas masa b'lela said it was geshmak, and therefore wasn't considered as if he was mitztai, that he should be puter from drinking it, because the b'shas masa was gishmak. Obashko feshnia, I realize it's an ishkin kasha. Our shala, when we're speaking about if a person is puter from eating or drinking something, if it's going to cause him afterwards yisirim, it's going to cause him to be noifel mishkov, this is speaking about in a case where there's nothing wrong with the yayin. There's nothing wrong with the matzah. The problem is the person, he has a gezint problem. Here in the case of Rabbeinu Kudish, he was healthy. And he wanted to drink a geshmaka wine. And he took this sheikha thinking this was a good sheikha. But really this sheikha was mekilkel. This sheikha was a sheikha which causes a person to have diarrhea, which causes a person to become ill. So the sheikha was a faulty sheikha, was a mekilkel dika sheikha. Avada, in such a case, if a person has an option to take a wine which is a good wine, or to take a wine which is going to cause them to be mnoifel and mishkev, thus had Rabbeinu Kudish good. How can a person take such a wine if he's going to cause them to be mnoifel and mishkev? Oh, but that's not no connection to our shala. When you're taking a normal matzah, a normal wine, but just you have a gezint problem, and there the shal is, are you supposed to push yourself to have the wine or the matzah? Abavada, a person's not supposed to take something if there's something wrong with the actual wine. And Chivas Evan Yaakov, written one of the greatest Talmud Lechumim 150 years ago, Rabbi Yaakov Akoyin Meskin from Ponovich, he writes in the Seif and Simon Lamed Zayin, Chivas Evan Yaakov, he was close to the Ponovich. Rabitzla Ponovich was on the Geroisa Gedoyle in Bale Misa 150 years ago. He writes the following words, Ani Shematim Pi Atma Hagun Amiti Moif Sado, the Rabitzla Ponovich, who he said about himself that when he would eat the Mura, afterwards the Mura would cause him to become sick. And he asked him, why does he eat it? L'chayre, he should be puter from eating the Mura. Veheshivli, and he answered, Honiche gabe mitztah shel sikah. When it comes to the patah of mitztah by sikah, there Chazal gave us a shia. Ik a shia, kemo yodi geshumim, oy mach masakoy. Chazal classified for us exactly what and who is considered mitztah. Aval bemura, lek a shia ad kama nikru mitztah velios putim in a sikah. By Mura, Chazal have not told us how painful does it have to be until a person should be considered that is that this Azoy feel dafmanisht. Ve'eini yuchel lachriat kama nikrim its time. From this we see again the Zelbi Sod. When a person is a noifel mishkov, avada then, noifel mishkov is noifel mishkov. But we're not speaking about a noifel mishkov, he's a mitztah. It's very difficult to come along and say that such a tzar, even such a tzar, that should be puter. Such a great tzar you don't have to undergo. It's very difficult to know. And therefore, only somebody who lamas is a noifel and mishkov, he is puter. And as I state in Chok Yaakov, the Gabba the Achilles Mura, Shrab the Chok Yaakov in Tufa and Gimel, Sif Kutn Chofalef, the gav the mitzvah fin achilis murai. Verui litchik asmoi b'chol yecholtoi. A person who's mechiev zuk the chok yakif and the gedoyla poskim. A person who's mechiev rui litchik asmoi b'chol yecholtoi. As mechiev to push himself b'chol yecholtoi with all his might, with all his ability, afim yekuev ulov lekayim mitzvah chazal. Even if it's going to be difficult for him to be mekayim mitzvah chazal, still shab the chok Yaakov, the mensch is mechiev, lidchok asme b'chol yecholtoi. However, we have to make clear this is only legaba the mitzvah fin achilas mura. Obekimtrim shloime zalman oyebach, zchayn levrochin alicha shloime, and says that somebody who doesn't enjoy drinking wine. So, since by wine we have a halucha of derech chayrus, so if a person enjoys drinking grape juice, so by such a person, lechatchila, he should drink grape juice. Because you have to drink the dalekoises derech chayrus. And by such a person, since he doesn't enjoy drinking wine, for him, there's nishkin derech chayrus. The derech chayrus will be to drink grape juice. And this Rabbi Hider, Rabbi Lui, drank the arbekoises, even though he was mitztah, lechoisot gefelt in derecheres. The answer is, like we have to say, like the Mamshik said, that b'shas the shiis dalekoises, he had anur from it. And only later on, the next day or 2 days later, it caused him afterwards to have headaches until shavias. Or b'shas masa, he wasn't mitztah. Similarly, writes Rabbi Eliashiv that this is what the Mechaber says: you have to drink the Darad of Koitzes, even though it's soinoi. Zug Eliashiv dafman kvetchen and zugim. It doesn't mean he mamish hates the wine. It means he doesn't enjoy it so much. It's soinoi kesas. But there's a bitzat ahote geshmak also at the same time. But avada, somebody's mamish, he can't put it into his mouth. The ekel zich van dem is mamish. It's muis ulov. Tanad Rabbi Eliashiv, as avada, such a person would be puter from drinking arba koises because sefel pushet in the din from derech chayrus. Avada person has to try and overcome him and teach himself and train himself before Pesach to get to like wine, to find a wine which he will like. But if he hasn't succeeded in every wine at Kenes Sharanig and Amo, such a person would be puter pushet. Never be puter, he can't be makayim the mitzvah from dalet koises because pushet is soinoi. We have to understand, l'chayre, in this shala, if a person's mechiev to push himself to be mekayim a mitzvah, even if it's harmful for him, why do none of the poskim quote a beferisha sif in Shulchan Aruch, in Siman Reish Peches and Hilchas Shabbos, in Sif Aleph to Sif Gimel, the Mechaber paskins, as we know, it's forbidden to fast on Shabbos. But then says the Mechaber, Yesh Omrim, there are those who say, She'udam she'mazik loy hu achila. Somebody who is going to be mazik him eating, Da'oz oynig hi she'loy lechol. For such a person, it will be an oynig not to have to eat. It's better for him not to eat. Lo yoichal. He doesn't have to eat on Shabbos. And Fetos the Mechaber, Yesh omrim shirui kama chasidim v'anshe maaser shisani b'Shabbos mitamze. There were Taka Groysa mentioned that they used to fast on Shabbos because of this reason, that they found it difficult to eat, and therefore it was for them better to fast. V'kach omri shikachoye oyser b'hida hachusid. So why did none of the poskim bring a raya from this often a halucha in Shulchan Aruch? So we have to say the pshat is pushit. Because since there's a mitzvah of Oynik Shabbos, so what are you going to say? A person should force himself? But Hugifa does Tana the Mechaber. Even if he'll force himself to eat, he's not going to be Mekayim the mitzvah. Because the mitzvah to have Oynik. And for this person, writes the Mechaber, for him, other Rabbi, the Oynik is not to eat. So it doesn't help to say, well, force yourself even if you don't want to. And as I stay clear in Chivas from the Ksav Sofer. The Ksav Sofer writes in Shivas and Orachaim Simon Tzadik Vov, V'nirli pushet the mitzvah sachile Shabbos v'yontov loikayim b'hanuas geroinoi. Diva Shabbos ksiv oinig v'yontov simcha. If a person is going to eat, says the Ksav Sofer, and because of that he's going to become ill and he's going to sicker up, although he ate, he's not mekayim the mitzvah. because bevadei ein oynig v'simcha lemisha choyze makir. V'ein derech achidus meyudim kach. V'aye oynig v'aye simcha. There's no oynig, there's no simcha involved. So avada, in such a case, he's pushed to oynis. He can't be mekayim the mitzvah because aye oynig v'aye simcha. And that's why you can't bring a raya one way or the other from this mechaber legabe Shabbos. Shabbos is andish. So until now, we have spoken about whether a person is mechiev to be mekayim the mitzvah fin achilas matzah in achilas mura, whether he's got a chiev or he hasn't got a chiev to be mekayim the mitzvah. The shal is, however, even if a person is not mechiev, or be'efsha such a person, he'd be allowed to be mekayim the mitzvah, because he's taka not mechiev, or be could be, if he wants to, he could do. And especially according to the Binyan Shloimeh, with the Avner Nezer and the Chelkas Yoyev, who they say that a Noifel and Mishkav is puter because he can't be more chomer than a person who's not mechiev to give out a chomish. Well, that's also the Pesukim speak about. What about a very rich person who can afford to give out a chomish? He might not be mechiev, but since he's no chashash, he's going to become poor. And the reason why a person not mechiev to give out a chomish is because we're worried shem yuni, this will cause him to become poor. So if there's no chashash to become poor, he can't spend a chomish. So efshe simli here, a person not mechiev to be mekayim the mitzvah if he become ill, or he'd be allowed to be mekayim the mitzvah. This is also a Tzurich Ian. So if we look in the words of the Kaf HaChaim, then Tufayin Gimel, when the Kaf HaChaim said that somebody's Neufel and Mishka for Yoyma Yemayim, he is puter from eating the Mura, adds on the Kaf HaChaim these words, V'isira Nami Lachbol Ba'atzmoy. Not only is he puter, but even more, Isira Nami, he's forbidden. And as I shab the Binyan Shloimeh, the Binyan Shloimeh also writes the same Yisod, writes the Binyan Shloimeh very clearly that this person who is going to become ill by being mekayim the mitzvah, says the Binyan Shloimeh, Einoi reshui lahachmir al atzmoi lekayim ha-mitzvah. The person is not allowed to be machmir, and he's speaking about the achilas matzah, is not allowed to be mekayim the mitzvah and to eat the matzah. So we see from the Binyan Shloimeh, and we see from the Kaf HaChaim, not only are you not allowed to, they hold you even forbidden. Because a person is not allowed to be choyvel ba'atzmoy. He's not allowed to compromise his health. However, in Chivas van Huggers van Agun Reb Moshe Sternbuch Shlita, in the Chelik Beis and Simen Reish Mem Aleph, he is more noiter lehukkel. And he is more noiter to say that in such a case where there isn't any danger really as such, and the person wants to be machmir, although we won't paskin for him that he has to, or be'im kolzeh, if a person wishes to, in such a case, he's allowed to be mekayim the mitzvah, because sh'af sh'puto loy mifke bezeh legamre chiyivoy. The chiv is not mifka, he's just a oynis. But if a person will zechun strengen, so he's noiter that avada person would be allowed to. Where writes v'chein shemani mitzadik and kadoi she'elyon avada, that they did so. This is all, however, in a case when there is no chashash sakuna. What will be the halucha in a case when there is a chashash sakuna? So that was the shala of the Mramshik. The Mramshik, he was the one who he is machmeh, that a noifel and mishkav, he is chayv to be mekayim the mitzvahs, even though he's going to be a noifel and mishkav. And the mamshik, he's the one who says that the shal he was asked was about a choyla sheyesh besakuna, that the doctor says forbidden for him to have the matzah because it's a chashash sakuna. And writes the mamshik very clearly that this person is einoi reshui lechoyl v'einoi reshui levurich. In the Minchas Yitzchok, Dain Weiss in Chelik Dalet Simakiv Beis quotes this Maramshik Legaba Ashala about a Baltikeya in Rosh Hashanah. There was a Baltikeya who he had a heart condition. And he didn't listen and he blew the shofar. If Emes Gura Matzav Briisoi, his health took a turn for the worse. How did one know? writes Dain Vaishnis, Asha Acha Rosh Hashuna Ade Machoinis HaKardiogram. He had a cardiogram after Rosh Hashanah, and they see that some damage had happened to his heart. So the Shala Dain Vais was asked, was in Heva Ke'en Mitzvah Habu Bavera. Ki Uva Allah Yachbel Atzmoy. Quotes Dain Vais, is Chivas Marim Sheik and Chivas Marie Asad, that a person is forbidden to eat the matzah if it's going to cause him to be in a sakuna. The Ein Lechu Mitzvah Havera Bavera Gedoyle Mizyeh. And Fetos Dain Vais with these words. If a Chivas Maram Shik Hoysif, Loimer, the Loy have a af mitzvah habu bavera. Somebody who eats this matzah, it's not a mitzvah habu bavera. The ain kan ella avera, veloy mitzvah. There's no mitzvah at all. It's only an avera. So you see here, when there's a chashash sakuna, then it's not considered a mitzvah, it's only considered an avera. In Ramoshe Sternbuch Shlita speaks about that we see the word gedolim, who did so even when there was a chashash sakuna, and he's meyashiv the gederach fin gedolim, and he explains that how gedolim are allowed, they have the right. It's different. He explains that how this works. But for the hamoinam, avada tzug Ramoshe Sternbuch also avada, it's forbidden for a person to chas v'shulim jeopardize his life in any way. A person may not bring himself to suffix sakuna. So hayoytze midvareini, just to make a brief summary of the halucha, if a person's mechiv to be mekayim a mitzvah, if it's going to cause him some type of pain or whatever, what's the halucha? So when we're speaking about mitztah, it's very clear, it's very pushet, that mitztah is only a heter in sikha, in no other mitzvahs. And only here by dalet koises, where there's a halucha of derech cheres. So there, Sukhtub Shloim Zaman Oyebach, Avada, if a person has more geschmack in drinking grape juice, so he taka should not drink that dalekos from yain, if he's mitztah from the shis dalekos, because the cheres means take what you find to be geschmack. Or by all mitzvahs, there is no such heta at all of mitztah, only by sikha. And if a person is a neufel, a mishkev, then according to the opinion of the Maram Shik, he is chayiv to be mekayim the mitzvahs, because he's in such a case, l'chori the vot is, he hasn't got the heter of v'chai behem v'lo yishayumas behem, and thus l'chori the pashtus divir Rashi, that chai behem v'lo yishayumas behem is only a heter that a person doesn't do a mitzvah if sheyuvay basayusa l'day sufik misa, and v'ilang s'shduka chashash v'n sufik misa, he doesn't have the heter of v'chai behem v'lo yishayumas behem. Therefore, persons of the Ram Shik, who's going to be a noifel mishkov, he has to do the mitzvah and be a noifel mishkev. And azoy shrabt ravozna ochet and shivas and shevet halevi and emtu nazoy vidashita fin the Maram Shik. It's interesting that the Mishnah Briah doesn't speak at all about the shala, only badalet koisis and bamura, which is a mitzvah de rabunon. Oba ba mitzvah achilas matzavus a mitzvah de raisa, the Mishnah Briah doesn't speak about it. So although we have a clearer Mishnah Briah by mura, that a person is not mechiv to eat mura if it's going to compromise his health, but it could be that head of the Mishnah Briah, he only applies this to mitzvah d'rabuna. We don't know what is the opinion of the Mishnah Briah in a mitzvah d'araisa. And the shitter of the Binyan Shloimeh, the Avner Nezer, and the Chalkas Yoyev, is even by a mitzvah d'araisa, a person is puter from being mekayim a mitzvah if he's going to be a noifel, a mishkov, because it can't be more chumah than that, what the Ramur says in Tufresh and involved, the person doesn't have to give more than a chumash, shouldn't give more than a chumash of his nechusim to be mekayim a mitzvah say. And Reb Shloim Zalman Oyebach and Reb Eliashiv both said that it's mem mistaba, the hoirua of the Binyan Shloimeh and Avner Nezer, the Chalkas Yoyev, the taka person is taka puta. And when it comes to a shala of chas v'shulim, sufik sakun in any way, then it's very clear, avada, it's forbidden for a person to be mekayim a mitzvah if chas v'shulim, it could cause somehow any type of sufik sakuna. And Groser Tzadikim were different, who they were moise nefesh, tumid, for the Rabbein Shloim, so against Andra Shmiz, once spoke about it, the Chazonish, a Kluot Shivif in the Chazonish writes, that pe'umim, adin is nishtana, the fi, the midah, the fi, the madrega of a person, aber for the hamoinam, avadis pushet, asavada usa, the ikah is, the Rabbein Shloim, the taka helfen,
Am soll alle solche sein, zu kusche, freiliche Jontef. Am soll alle solche sein, zu der Skille von Achilles Matze, wo es wird umgeriefen, der Soja Kudisch, Mechle, der Aswusse, das ist der Machel, was bringt der Fieh, so other aber, das ist doch unsere Fieh. An der Beuschen helfen, soll keinem sein, alle Mitzvahs, Beschleimes, so soll ich noch der Jut, zu sein, ihr Schleimer, der Kudisch, wo lechum, in Aswuchem, in Absuchem, um ein Kenny hier zu sein.